Morning. Good morning, everybody. Happy, I guess it's Wednesday today. Wednesday, damn. I'm losing track of the days of the week. Folks, big stories today. Chess pieces are in place from what I'm understanding. I've had some conversations with Juanito, a few other people. Things look really good on our end. A shift of momentum, a shift of the tide is happening. It's still going to be slow. Still a lot of work needs to be done. But chess moves in place. We got them like locked where they have to make some kind of panic move. And I know we've talked about this before. We should expect this. We should expect the deep state to throw at us some kind of scare event, some kind of false flag. Something desperate needs to occur because they're shitting their pants. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod, 1977, D-Rod. 1977, if you appreciate me, I appreciate you. Everything helps. When the lights go out on Amazon, please just leave me an honest review. That's all I ask. Honest. Even if you hate the fucking, even if you hate the book, you hated my life. It's all right. Just leave an honest review. The Mexican Mix, folks. The Mexican Mix. That's on Amazon as well. Leave an honest review for my mama. Be nicer to her, please. Be nicer to her. She's 83 years old, and she gets pleasure in reading the reviews. Folks, health with Nino. Health with Nino, folks. Woo. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other unusual signs of aging, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. I firmly believe in this, folks. I don't think I look 45, if you ask me. And that's if you ask me. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because in just a week of taking premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. I want you to try it as well and experience this the amazing effects it had for me. Get your bag today for 51% off, folks. 51% off. Plus, receive several free bonuses before their New Year's sale ends by going to Health with Nino. Hit the link below, folks, and get ready to look your best this new year. It works. Remember, I said I got stabbed in the throat, and I took collagen, and I think it healed nicely. 369 stitches, folks. Not bad if I do say so myself. Spotify's Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. I don't know what the fuck's going on with my Instagram account. I don't. Twitter, Nino Boxer. That's growing again now that Elon took over. Patriotwear.com. Bing right there. Go to patriotwear.com. Browse around the store and write me an email to ninoscorner77 and tell me what you'd like to see in there. I take all ideas. We're getting ready to make some Black Sheep Patriot shirts and hoodies. So that could be pretty cool. And the logo looks awesome. It's a black sheep, baby. Oh, yeah. Black Sheep Patriots. So patriotwear.com. Go there, browse the store. Tell me if you would like to see what you would like to see on the store. Ninoscorner.tv, fire, as always. It's fire. Wano Saving just got put up today, right now. I missed last night. I had to do some things for my parents. You know, they're elderly. I get calls sometimes. I have to get over there as fast as I can. So I wasn't able to put up the video last night, as I promised, but it's up right now. I did it first thing this morning. It's up. So Juan is up there right now talking about McCarthy being on a leash. Sex orgies. Ooh. Let's talk. Forget partying like a rock star. Let's party like a politician. That's what I want to party like. I got to tell you. So they're a little too dark for me, if you want to know the truth. The ghost is coming on. I believe I have him today. Kevin Jenkins is coming on. Derek Gilbert, SG Anon is today. So, folks, I got a big lineup on ninoscorner.tv. How do you guys like FCB Decode? I really like that guy. I think he's a good interview. Everyone brings a little bit of a piece of their own puzzle to ninoscorner.tv, even if you don't agree with them. Even if you don't agree with them, they bring a piece of the puzzle to help us formulate our opinions better. I lay it out for you all to play it out. A lot of you send me emails like, you shouldn't have this guy on. You shouldn't have that guy on. Why? Everyone deserves a voice. You don't have to discredit them. You don't have to put them down. You may not agree with them, but maybe they're bringing just out of the 98% of bullshit, maybe there's 2% truth there that you can dissect and take. I leave it to you. We're all in this together the way I see it. Oh, and without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Derek Evans, truth. As the federal capital, the constitutional grants the United States Congress exclusive jurisdiction over the true district in all cases whatsoever. James Comer and Kevin McCarthy should release any prisoner held for duration of the time inconsistent with standard criminal guidelines. In the case of the J6 self-guided tour attendees, that is every last one of them. The Oversight Committee can take charge of the D.C. jails and release the J6 prisoners immediately. I agree. Time to get their asses out of there. Prisoners of war. Prisoners of war. No American should be held and treated in that way, especially when you know. When you know what happened. Okay? Just saying. So I named this video, Trump Sets Up Biden for the Knockout. It's coming. Now, the wheels of justice grind slowly, right, folks? And I forgot the rest of it, but I know they grind slowly. So here's what I'm saying. And after the discussion I've had with Juanito and a few other people, our chess pieces are in place. And remember, folks, this is lawfare. Everything has to be done legally. Things have to be done legally. We can't go. Unfortunately, in this war, we have to color in the lines while these guys color all over the place. They don't color within the lines. We have to. We have to set an example. We have to be an example. That's why I say don't resort to violence. Don't do any crazy shit. This is being handled at levels that are much higher than what you could do going, bringing your AK or your AR-15 or whatever, getting out there, getting crazy. Don't do it. I personally don't go to protests and stuff because I feel like my little window of voice is right here on YouTube. And we cannot be violent. I saw I was watching a bowl game. I think it was Georgia's bowl game against TCU. And a commercial comes on. I put this commercial. It's for you to feel sorry for the refugees, okay? So I saw a propaganda, I'll call it a propaganda commercial during the bowl game, begging for you to have sympathy for the refugees coming here. Do you see, remember the last video I did, how I talked about how they steal goodness. Evil takes, they're using your Christian values against you. And basically, but you have to feel sorry for them. They're coming here, they're fleeing their country. Oh, it's so crazy over there, it's crises. And then it says at the end of the commercial, it shows them fleeing from chaos and people shooting. And I feel bad. There's a lot of those families coming here, no doubt about it. But for every 10 garter snakes, you get about 3 to 5 rattlesnakes. And I'll say that at the end of the commercial, it says Jesus was a refugee. To pull on the Christian heartstrings. To pull on the Christian heartstrings. Jesus was a refugee. No, no, no. You mean Jesus. Jesus is a refugee. Jesus and his family are all refugees coming to America. So, yeah. I don't know. I saw that and I was like, wow, they are really pulling on the liberal heartstrings. And the liberals, most of them aren't even Christians. But they'll look at that and they'll be like, oh my gosh, can you believe this? It is so sorry. It's so sad to see them just fleeing here. We got to adopt one, okay? Let every liberal you know put their money where their mouth is and adopt one. Adopt a refugee today. Let's do it. I also, on the same on the same bowl game, I saw adopt a teenager. I used to work at a rehabilitation clinic, folks. I hate to say it, but the teenagers that have been in foster home after foster home after foster home, if you're going to bring that type of teenager into your home, that's on you. More power to you. But I'm going to tell you now, they know how to work the system at that age. And give them an inch, they'll take a mile. I don't know. If I had kids, I wouldn't be adopting a teenager to come into my house. I'm just saying. Just saying. But, you know, I mean, come on. I just my opinion. Just my opinion, folks. Adopt a refugee today. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus was a refugee. What? Oh, they're desperate. They really want you on board with this fucking agenda, don't they? Jesus was a refugee. Jesus. Yes, Jesus is a refugee, but not Jesus. All right. So, I don't know if you guys have seen this. The Special Forces, FBI is arresting many of the Special Forces. I don't know how many. Well, let's get into the article right here. So, I'm wondering, they're going after the Special Forces. I'm thinking, man, are they arresting them first for some reason? Is there a reason they're arresting them for Special Forces? Why? Why are the Special Forces a threat? Now, Juan gave me a whole different outlook on this, so I kind of tweaked it out for what I was going to say right now. But panic and fear spread throughout the special operations community at Fort Bragg in Fayetteville, North Carolina, as CID and FBI agents investigated members of 3rd Special Forces Group and Delta Force who allegedly were involved in drug and, in one instance, human trafficking, according to nearly a dozen current and former military sources. The arrest began Thursday, January 5th, and culminated with 100% recall and accountability formation for 1st Battalion, 3rd Special Forces Group yesterday. So they've been arresting the Special Forces. And I told Juan, I go, man, are they arresting them first? Like, could it be that they're arresting them because they know when the White Hats do the big arrests, they're going to be using the Special Forces? So are they trying to jump the gun and arrest them first? I don't know. What would I do if I was the enemy? Oh, well, let's arrest them first, right? I don't know. That's what I was thinking. He said I was wrong on that. So, okay, maybe I'm wrong on that. It is unknown when the investigation into drug and human trafficking in the Fort Bragg area began, but it is known that the FBI became involved. The FBI, anytime the FBI is involved in anything, I have questions. Investigating the deaths of Timothy Dumas and Delta Force operator Billy Levine in 2020 when both were found shot to death at a training site on Bragg. Last week, arrests began with investigators receiving more evidence after an undercover law enforcement officer posing as an underage girl helped arrest a member of the 1st Battalion, 3rd Special Forces Group back in December. That individual was known to moonlight as a bouncer at a bar in Southern Pines frequented by the Special Forces community. A military source close to the situation explained to Connecting Bets. The Green Beret is alleged to have been pimping underage girls to Special Forces community at drug-fueled parties in Southern Pines. And do you guys see, I saw a video on Andrew Tate beating the shit out of a girl on his bed. And to me, look, folks, I'm just going to say it. I'm going to be the devil's advocate here. You don't think she showed up for that? I think maybe they were role-playing. I don't know. It seems to me like a girl who comes over to your house dressed like that and gets smacked around a little bit. It seems like maybe they were both in on it, folks. I don't know. What's your thoughts? I don't think he just started beating those hits. Coming from a fighter, I'm a fighter. I know when a fighter hits somebody, and then he wasn't hitting her. He was bap, 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 you know, get down. It looked to me like they were kinky. Let's just say kinky is the word. What's your thoughts on that? Give me a thumbs up if you agree with me. If you don't, that's fine. I'm just saying what I saw there, I was like, okay, she likes it. That's the way I see it. She's kind of like, ooh, this is makes me wet. Mm. I don't know. What do you guys think? Did you guys see the video? And the jury's out with me with Andrew Tate. I think he's a bit cocky. I mean, I don't know. You know how I feel about kickboxers. You couldn't box. You couldn't get in the ring with the real dogs. Whatever. That's something on the side there. That's just my, what I've always encountered. Every time they brought a kickboxer in with me in the gym, I knocked their asses out cold. Cold fucking starched them. That's me. Then again, I was one of the hardest hitters in the fucking sport. No doubt about it. Anyway, I think it was, I don't know, man. It just didn't seem, it seemed like she kind of, she liked it. I don't know. I think it was kind of like an escort that was, she knew what she was getting into. I don't know if you guys seen the video. You guys give me your opinion on it. Now, this is just my opinion. It's just an opinion. So the swamp creature, McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy moves to remove Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, and others, and Ilhan Omar from congressional committees. Are you serious? So the swamp creature is removing other swamp creatures. This is interesting. Kevin McCarthy told reporters on Monday that Democrat representatives Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and serial liar Adam Schiff will not be serving on the committee they served on previously. McCarthy confirmed this with reporters on Monday night. So he's removing them. Eric Swalwell famously had a relationship with Chinese spy Feng Feng. Ilhan Omar broke federal immigration laws when she married her brother. She married her brother. Adam Schiff is a serial liar and a favorite of the far left mainstream media, CNN reported. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Monday night that Democratic reps Adam Schiff, Alex Swalwell, and Ilhan Omar will not be members of the committees then previously served on. Kevin McCarthy. Okay, Schiff served as chair of the House Intelligence Committee during the last Congress when Democrats controlled the majority. Swalwell was a member of the same panel. Those two won't be on Intel, McCarthy said, referring to Schiff and Swalwell. Good. Good. Things are changing. The shift in tide has begun. Remember, I said we were over here, and now we're starting to make that turn. Coming this way. My question is, how far this way are we going to go? Remember, I've said that many, many times. GOP House votes to repeal funding for 87,000 IRS agents, Biden's army. Every Democrat voted no. That tells you a lot. Well, that actually tells you all you need to know about the Democrats, doesn't it? They need that IRS army. 87,000 new IRS agents. Make sure you're giving that money to wars in the Ukraine. House Republicans to vote on bill abolishing IRS, eliminating income tax. Now, I can go for this. Republicans in the House of Representatives will vote on a bill that would abolish the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, eliminate the national income tax, and replace it with a national consumption tax. I'm all in. Fox News Digital has learned that the House will be voting on Georgia Republican Rep. Buddy Carter's reintroduced Fair Tax Act that aims to reel in the IRS and remove the national income tax as well as other taxes and replace them with a single consumption tax. The vote on the bill was made as part of the deal between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and members of the House Freedom Caucus, and was pushed forward in the quest for the gavel. That's awesome. So you see, folks, we're making headway here. Now, I don't know if these bills will be passed, but at least we're moving in the right direction. How do you guys like me clean shaven? I look totally different than Lisancho Stash. When I do Lisancho, I feel like I have to make that face like I smell a really bad fart. Di Sancho. Oh, wait. There we go. There we go. All right. Divided House approves GOP inquiry into weaponizing of government. Weaponization of government. I can't read today. I can't read any. It's all the hits to the head, you know. I don't. All right. Washington, the divided House voted on Tuesday to launch a wide-ranging investigation into federal law enforcement and national security agencies as Republicans promised to use their new power in Congress to scrutinize what they said was a concerted effort by the government to silence and punish conservatives at all levels. From protesters at school board meetings to former President Donald J. Trump. On a party line vote of 221 to 211, with all Democrats opposed, of course, God. The House approved the formation of the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. The House approved the formation of the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, which is to be chaired by Representative Jim Jordan. My man! I'd like to bring Jim Jordan on the show. Jimmy, if you're out there, come on Nino's show. Come on! Come on! I'm trying to get Michael Flynn, but he hasn't answered me back yet. Flynn, I'm putting you out there. Come on my show, buddy. Hey, yo, I won't make any cheap shots. I won't throw any cheap shots, you know? All right. So, Subcommittee of the Weaponization of Federal Government, which is to be chaired by Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, the incoming chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and staunch ally of Mr. Trump. Big changes, setting Biden up for the KO. So right now we're seeing the jab, Trump's jabbing, boom, 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 moving. He's moving like a Mayweather, letting them, it's almost like the rope-a-dope, the Ali rope-a-dope. We're letting the deep state throw everything at us, getting them tired, boom, 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 taking all the shots. And now we're like, bam, okay, bam, bam, okay, they're coming in, bam, okay, back, again, boom, boom, bam, 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 bing, bing, bing. Am I crazy or what? Just say that's how I'm watching it, as a fight. That's how I'm watching this. And now he's got that Mayweather jab. Now Trump's boom, boom. Looking good. McCarthy to speak to Cawthorn after orgy statement. So McCarthy to speak to Cawthorn after orgy comment sparks GOP frustration. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy pledged to speak to Rep. Madison Cawthorn about his allegation that people in Washington, D.C. have invited him to orgies and done cocaine in front of him. After Republican members expressed frustration with the comments, Steve Womack stood up in the House Republican Conference meeting on Tuesday to address the comment, according to a source in the room. Other members also expressed that they were upset at Cawthorn's allegations. In response, McCarthy said that he would speak to Cawthorn about the racy remarks. Politico first reported the exchange. Cawthorn's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. He was not in attendance at the conference meeting. The 26-year-old first-term congressman made waves after he appeared on the Warrior Poet Society podcast last week and was asked whether the Netflix television drama House of Cards was closer to a documentary. I'll say it is. Like I said, people have told me, you don't want to party like a rock star. You want to party like a politician. So, orgies, huh? I've had a few of those back in my boxing day, but I'll say, I don't know what type of orgies they're into. House Freedom Caucus member Rep. Mark Green has won the race to be chair of the Homeland Security Committee, defeating Rep. Dan Crenshaw. Wow. Also, Rep. Mike Rogers, who lunged at Rep. Matt Gaetz, is announcing he's stepping down from the House Steering Committee. The guy that lunged at Matt Gaetz, I don't know if you guys saw that video. He lunged at him. That guy's, get out of here. You're out of here. So, look, what I'm really happy about is defeating Dan Crenshaw, the globalist, the young globalist, a wolf in sheep's clothing, if you ask me. See you later, Dan. It feels good to win a little bit. It really does. It feels good, man. We've been in the trenches together, folks. You guys have been with me in this. We've all been in the trenches together on this one. And those of you who are on ninoscorner.tv, thank you. You keep me doing what I'm doing. And I'll tell you what, you guys know what's going on. You really know what's going on. I would say we're about 5 years ahead of the ball. At least a lot of the things we talked about just months ago is coming to pass. I mean, I'm very proud of ninoscorner.tv. It's probably one of my biggest achievements ever in my life. I'm talking bigger than my belts. Bigger than my belts. DOJ. DOJ seizes 55 million Robinhood shares worth nearly $500 million from FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. Is it Fried or Fried? Can I just say Fried? Because he's going to be fried. After he asked court to let him access them to pay legal fees, federal prosecutors confirmed Friday they had seized the Robinhood shares. Sam Bankman-Fried's 56.3 million shares of Robinhood are worth $464 million. Jeez. He had sought to access them to pay legal fees in his criminal defense. But the seizure under criminal and civil forfeiture rules puts them out of reach. The Justice Department has seized $464 million worth of Robinhood stock owned by disgraced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried, despite his plea to access the shares to pay his legal fees. In a court filing on Friday, federal prosecutors confirmed the seizure of the 56.3 million Robinhood shares and additional 20.7 million in cash from UK brokerage EDNF Man Capital Markets under criminal and civil forfeiture warrants. Crime does not pay. I got to tell you, folks, my little spill here on crime, and you always get the karma tab. You can only game the system for so long, and then it comes back to you. It came back to me, and that's why I decided to clean up my life. Folks, I'm going to be 3 years and 1 month sober. And I'm getting a lot of letters from people that are also sober now. Wow. That makes me feel amazing. You're keeping me strong. I'm keeping you strong. We can do this together. You don't want to feel hungover anymore, do you? There's no point to it. What, for one night of cheap thrills? Trust me, I'm an addict. I know. I'm staying strong, folks. 3 years, 1 month coming up, the 26th. And I got to tell you, it doesn't pay. Everything I've ever done in my life, I gamed the system for so long, being in my 20s, my early 30s. And then the karma tab came. And when that karma tab came, it's not worth it. You got to pay the bill at some point, whether it's with jail, whether it's with your health, whether it's with loss of family members, relationships, whatever. You're going to pay the karma tab. There's my little spill, my little feel good inspirational talk for the day. All right. House of Republicans adopt rules package following speaker fight. So House Republicans on Monday adopted a rules package that will govern how the chamber operates for the next 2 years in a closely watched vote that came on the heels of last week's drawn out speaker fight. The vote was the first legislation battle for newly selected Speaker Kevin McCarthy and his House Republican Conference. The vote was the first legislation battle for newly elected Kevin McCarthy and his House Republican Conference. The package passed mainly along party lines in a 220 to 213 vote. The terms in the package were central to closed-door negotiations last week between McCarthy allies and detractors. McCarthy had to give up a number of rules concessions to win over some of his GOP holdouts and put him over the finish line. He ultimately won the speakership on the 15th ballot following 4 days of voting. The process left questions about whether the provisions to which McCarthy agreed would turn off moderate Republicans, and a few voice misgivings in recent days. But ultimately, Rep. Tony Gonzalez was the only Republican to oppose a resolution following through on the low on the vow he made Friday. Vow. All right. Giuliani is subpoenaed. Giuliani, New York's favorite mayor, subpoenaed. Giuliani subpoenaed amid special counsel investigation into Trump's fundraising. And they're going after everybody. They're still trying. Desperate, aren't they? They're so desperate. So former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who helped amplify former President Donald Trump's false claims. You see how the media is controlled here, folks? False claimed about widespread fraud in the you-know-what. The widespread fraud. All right. Has been subpoenaed by federal prosecutors seeking documents about payments he received from Trump or his presidential campaign. A person familiar with the matter said on Monday, the subpoena, which was issued in November, also asked Giuliani to provide testimony, said the person who declined to be identified, as they were not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. The nature of the inquiry by the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., which began before special counsel Jack Smith, I sound like Tyson right there, Jack Smith, hey, yo, what's going on, Dave? All right. Jack Smith was appointed to oversee investigators into Trump remains largely under wraps. The former mayor, who was served as Trump's personal attorney, did not respond to requests by Reuters for the comment. Whew. Do you guys like my shirt? We the people. We the people. And then I have a gun here in Texas State. Yeah. Kind of cool. I try to match as much as possible. And then I got my Texas mug. You can go get a cool Sancho mug at the patriotwear.com. I was going to smoke a cigar today, but I decided not to because I think that's what made my voice hoarse in the last video I did with Ron Partain. I don't know if you guys watch it. We talk about XRP. I don't know about cryptocurrencies. I'll be the first to say it. I don't know. To me, it's just all a big gamble. It's all a really big gamble. And every time I do something on XRP, I have the Bitcoin people coming after me. And every time I do something on Bitcoin, I have the XRP people coming after me. Can't please anybody. Biden gets set up for the knockout. He's getting set up. Classified documents from Biden's vice presidency found at think tank. This is good. Washington. Classified documents from Joe Biden's vice presidential days were discovered in November by the U.S. president's personal attorney at a Washington think tank. A White House lawyer said on Monday nearly 10 documents were found at Biden's office at the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy. Why can't I say that word? What the fuck is going on? All right. At Global Engagement, CBS News reported earlier, added that U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland had asked the U.S. Attorney in Chicago to review the classified documents, which were handed over to the National Archives. The classified material was identified by personal attorneys for Biden on November 2nd, days before the midterm elections. Richard Suber, special counsel to the president, said in a statement on Monday, the Penn Biden Center is named for Biden, who periodically used the office space from mid-2017 until the start of his 2020 presidential campaign. The White House counsel's office notified the National Archives on the day of the discovery of those documents. Sauber said, adding the National Archives took possession of the material on the following morning. Intelligence, U.S. intelligence materials related to Ukraine, Iran, and UK are found in Biden's private office, source tells CNN. Now the FBI has got a reason to do a raid, folks. Now they got a real reason to do a raid. Let's see if they do it. Among the items from Joe Biden's time as vice president discovered in a private office last fall are 10 classified documents, including U.S. intelligence memoirs and briefing materials that covered topics, including Ukraine, Iran, and the United Kingdom, according to a source familiar with the matter. Wow. Attorney General Merrick Garland has received a preliminary report on the documents inquiry, a law enforcement source said, and now faces the critical decision on how to proceed, including whether to open a full-blown criminal investigation. Well, I think you got every reason to do so. Let's see how corrupt you are. Remember, I believe, my opinion, they're all being watched, all being tracked, all being traced, web of information for when the clean sweep comes. All these traitors get swept into the rug. My opinion. Just as Joe Biden visits the Virgin Islands, the independent U.S. Virgin Islands district attorney fired days after suing J.P. Morgan Chase over Jeffrey Epstein ties. It's all in the light now, folks. Everything's in the light. Everything they used to do in the dark has been brought to the light. It's a losing game for them. It's like a poker player that used to do nothing but cheat. You learn all their tricks, and then you put a big shining light on them and say, okay, now play honest poker, and everyone's just watching them. They can't cheat anymore. They can't. It's like that's what's happening right now. It's like a poker game, folks. But now we're all watching that one player that used to do the little old slipperoo. All right. Katie Hobbs of Arizona. Disgraceful Katie Hobbs. I don't know about Katie. I got to tell you, folks. You can run. You can hide. The wheels of justice are turning, and you're in the way. And I feel so sorry for you. For what's coming down in your life soon, which I would bet pretty soon, I feel bad. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be any of these people, man, gaming the system. It's all this, the hammer's going to come down on all of them. The deep state doesn't care about any of these people. These people are just little peons. They're tools. They'll sacrifice them in a second. Katie Hobbs of Arizona is getting ready to sign an executive order forcing children to call each other by the proper pronouns of their choosing. So she's going to sign an executive order to play pretend. Guess what? I'm a unicorn today. You got to call me unicorn. Really? Well, I'm a dog today. You got to call me doggy. Let's play pretend so we don't hurt anybody's feelings. Everybody gets the pronoun of their choosing. And guess what? It's an executive order. How awesome is this? Everyone gets to play pretend with Katie Hobbs. Oh, the insanity. I put on Twitter, insanity is the new trend. Because it's like, who's fucking crazier than that person? This person. Everyone's crazy today. Everybody's batshit nuts. And it's normal. It's normal. Fuck. Boogeyman news. Who urges travelers to wear face diapers again amid new boogeyman variant? My neighbor, just down the street, as I was driving by their house, was in the kitchen, and I kind of looked in the house, you know, I'm driving by, wearing a face diaper in their own house. And he's a doctor. I've lost complete respect for doctors. I'm sorry. Sorry. To me, all you are programmable drones just doing what you're told. I'm sorry. I have more appreciation and respect for people who have street smarts. and spiritual awareness. That is intelligence. Not going to school and memorizing everything and doing what you're told and Nah, not me. Sorry. All right. London, countries should consider recommending the passengers wear face diapers on long-haul flights, given the rapid spread of the latest Omicron subvariant in the United States. World Health Organization. I'm not going to go into this anymore, but you get it. You get the point. It's reemerging. U.S. Navy halts Iranian smuggling vessel, finds over 2,000 assault rifles, folks. The U.S. Navy seized more than 2,000 assault rifles after halting a suspected smuggling vessel on its way from Iran to Yemen. The Navy announced Tuesday the USS Chinook deployed a boarding team to the vessel of the Gulf of Oman with the support from the USS Monsoon and the USS the Sullivans on January 6th, discovering a crew of Yemeni nationals. The U.S. confiscated 2,116 assault rifles and is in the process of repatriating the ship and its crew, according to the Navy statement. The shipment is part of a continued pattern of destabilizing activity from Iran, said Vice Administrator Brad Cooper, commander of the U.S. Naval Forces, Central Command, U.S. 5th Fleet, and Combined Maritime Forces. These threats have our attention. We remain vigilant in detecting any maritime activity that impedes freedom of navigation or compromises regional security. Whew. You know, this does take it out of me, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. These mornings take it out of me. I got to have my cup of coffee. I get a little lightheaded. Could it be my blood pressure? It could be my blood pressure. I do take blood pressure medicine. Some days I forget it. I'm not going to lie. And border news. Five dismembered bodies found in bags near Mexican resort of Acapulco. You guys feel like going to Acapulco? Prosecutors in southern Mexico said Monday they found the bodies of five men in a village north of the Pacific Coast resort of Acapulco. Prosecutors in southern Guerrero state did not give details on the killings, but local media reported the bodies had been hacked up and left in plastic bags. Just an average day in Juarez. Oh, add in another town just north of the resort. Prosecutors said Monday that two more men had been killed. The town of, has been fought over by rival gangs of vigilantes, some of them believed to have drug cartel ties. You don't say. Damn. Savages, man. These guys, I'm telling you, folks. Charlie Kirk tweets. Charlie Kirk. Arizona had over 1 million illegals entering during Biden's tenure. Instead of addressing the crisis, the regime is now dismantling a network of container walls blocking key smuggling routes into the state. It's official. Joe Biden has ceded control of Arizona's border to the cartels. They're dismantling drug routes where they have containers up. They're taking them down. That's Biden getting tough on the border, folks. Some trans people are preparing to flee the U.S. and seek asylum abroad.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Ryan Azriel Wilgus, I guess that's how you say his name, a 50-year-old transgender woman, has been rapidly researching ways to flee the United States. She's from the U.S., but with physical attacks against her transgender, non-binary people on the rise and lawmakers targeting transgender people with increasingly draconian legislation that criminalizes their very existence, Wilgoth is worried, and she's leaving. Go to the Middle East. See how they treat you there. You'll be coming back. You'll be coming back really fast. Oh, boy. Where are you going to go? Where really are you going to go? America is the most tolerant of this. What, some people disagree with you? They're not allowed to? I thought in America, people were allowed to have their opinions. You got to deal with it. Some people aren't going to agree with you. Some people are. Some people are not. Some people are. Some people like my program. Some people don't. I still come up here every day and do it. Like I said, man, like I've said this before. When I see a guy dressed up as a woman walking around, I think to myself, now that's confidence. That's real confidence. Because he's basically saying, this is who I am. Fuck you. And honestly, to be honest with you, I didn't have that perspective very long ago. I was like, ah, it's fucked up. Now I have that perspective. I'm going to be honest with you. Now I look at him and go, you know what? That takes real balls. Just saying. I don't know. Just saying. The next generation, Generation Z, is that what it is? Okay, get this, folks. This is important. So towards the end of 2022, okay, get this. Generation Z's entitled life-changing new way of getting whatever they want without having to work for it. Towards the end of 2022, Samantha Palazzolo, 18. She's 18. Okay, this girl knows everything. She's 18 years old. 18 stumbled across an intriguing TikTok video. In it, influencer Laura Galibi swore her secret to success was as simple as assuming everything would just work out for her. It just works out for me all the time. Her philosophy she dubbed Lucky Girl Syndrome. I'm just a lucky girl. I just think about it, I manifest it, and it comes to me. Let's check back with her when she's 35, childless, and part of the wine-drinking, man-hating Botox Club. Let's check back with her when she's 35. Never mind 40. At 40, she will own 13 cats, all named after ex-boyfriends, while hoarding expensive jewelry that she bought for herself by the lucky girl syndrome. I knew these girls in my 20s. I knew them. They got whatever they wanted, and they did. You know why? Because they were hot, and they were pretty, and they could play the game. But now, the karma tab. Like I said earlier, the karma tab. You got everything you wanted with lucky girl syndrome because you're hot and everyone wanted to fuck you. But now you're 40 and you don't know why you're married. You're not married. You can't figure it out. You can't figure it out. Maybe I need more Botox. Maybe I need a fat ass. Maybe I need to put in ass implants. Yeah, maybe. For more one night stands, but that's it. Lucky girl syndrome is a disease. And I'm going to say it right here. If you believe in this horse shit and you don't want to work and build an investment for your future and just have the cute little lucky girl syndrome, that's a problem with America. That's Instagram in a hole. And I feel bad for these girls because I know where it's going. You know, being in my 40s, I can kind of see it now. I can see it, you know. 45 years old, I can see. I got lucky, folks. I got fucking lucky. I got by the skin of my teeth. I stopped drinking and my life changed. But you can see the consequences of people's decisions in your 40s, in your late 30s, into your 40s. You can start seeing it. And I promise you, lucky girl syndrome isn't going to work out too well for her when she's 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, childless, drinking wine with her friends, her Botox friends. Just saying. In what the fuck news, five Tennessee cops fired for having sex on duty. Report reveals women officer at center of investigation hosted Girls Gone Wild hot tub party where she took off her top and had vodka poured down her throat. Sounds like my kind of party if you want to know the truth. Yeah. All right. Patrol officer Megan Hall, who is married, was fired last month for engaging in sexual relationship with multiple men on the love. Is this right? La verga! La verga! La Verga Police Department, police force. Let's just call it La Verga. Hall allegedly performed oral sex and sent explicit photos to her fellow officers. Wow, more than one. You know they're in the locker room all just showing each other. Hey, you know, so-and-so, look at this. Oh, look at that. She sent you that. She sent me the same thing. Look at this. That's what guys do. I mean, so when you're sending naked photos to guys, know that guys are showing them to their friends, and their friends are showing them back at them, and they're all making fun of you, calling you a classless hoochie. You know the word. When you send pics out, and I'm sure probably women do it too. Oh, look at this guy. He sent his dick pic. She's also accused of taking off her top while intoxicated at a family boat party. Wow. I would love to have been a kid at that party. I remember I went to Greece with my parents when I was like, I must have been like 7 or 8 years old. And they took me to a topless beach. Let's just say I had to hide my lower half with a towel. I had to put on a towel because I was walking around like a little hard on, bumping into people. I was a little pervert, if you want to know the truth. All right. 8 cops have faced action so far, with 5 fired and 3 suspended. An extensive 20-page report revealed the investigation's findings. I've heard cops party harder than – it's always these people that are in these type of jobs. It's just like the repressed people, the people that have to be repressed for their job. They're the craziest, I'm telling you. Telling you, folks. Morgan Freeman married his granddaughter. Are you serious? Is that true? Can someone fact check that? I don't know if that's true. Morgan Freeman married his granddaughter. I just saw that on the chat here. I don't know if I believe that. Morgan Freeman, the black dude, the black actor, the guy that always plays God's voice, married his grand. Are you serious? Come on. Come on. Come on. That just threw me for a loop. Are you serious? Can you please fact check that? It's making its round through Telegram. He slept with her. Ugh, man, what's going on? Why? Oh, geez. Well, folks, I hope you guys like. I'm going to stick with the hour shows. I'm going to go ahead and do that. I won't be here Friday or Monday, so this is my last show this week. So I'll be back Wednesday of next week. I have to take a trip with my family. So I appreciate all of you. Remember, go to patriotwear.com if you want to support. Sign up on ninoscorner.tv. And I'll be uploading awesome, awesome interviews on there. I appreciate all of you guys. God bless you. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. Later, folks. I'm out.